You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
It was scrappy, it was messy, and there was one leg that wouldn't look out of place in your local pub, where both the Wizard and his German opponent Martin Schindler repeatedly couldn't hit double one. But 2010 runner-up Whitlock did get his William Hill World Championship campaign off and running with a 3-1 win.
Yeah, that was very ugly. I struggled a lot. I've been sick all week with the flu, and I just felt tired, weak and hot out there. But, you know, I got some fire in the belly, and I think that got me through in the end.
We have seen a number of big names go out in the very first round of this year's William Hill World Championship. It must be a relief not to be among them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've seen a lot of good players go out, and, you know, I did not want to be one of those. You know, I'm back to number 10 in the world now. I've had a great last 18 months, winning 5 tournaments, making major finals and playing really good. And most of the time I've been losing to Michael van Gerwen in a lot of tournaments when I've been playing amazing, but... yeah, that's another story, but yeah, very relieved to win that match.
It is completely different, your attitude now, to say a year, 18 months ago, where you were seemingly in decline and somehow you've managed to turn this round. It's quite an astonishing effort from yourself to do it, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but you know, I was number 5 in the world for 5 years and I know how good I am and I believe in myself. And you know, I had a big fall, and I've seen a few other players having a big fall now. And I tell you what, it's hard work to get back. But I've been working so hard the last 18 months to try and get back in the top 10. I've got there now. 10's not good enough for me. I want to be back top 5 again. I know I can do it, but it's a lot harder these days. There's so many good players. And, you know, I just love playing darts still, and it inspires me to see so many good players playing well.
Well, you do want to be back in the Premier League as well, and there's a lot of candidates who've been making life very difficult for themselves by losing in the first round of this one. Does that put added pressure on players like yourself who are firmly in the mix for a spot?
Well, absolutely, yes. I mean, I believe, you know, I've got a definite chance of getting back in the Premier League, but I need to show some good darts. I've had a great year, and you know, I need a good world, and maybe I'll be back in there where I belong.
Well,
I don't just want to be there to make the numbers up. I believe when I get back in, I will threaten everyone in there.
Well, that's an argument, or a discussion for another day. Of course, the William Hill World Championship is what the focus is on. And Devon Peterson, the top player from South Africa, or your old mate Darren Webster, who you faced last year, and he put in the best display he's ever had on a big stage against you.
Well, he ain't done me just once. He's done me twice in the last two or three years. Yeah, Darren's a brilliant player, but you know, what can I say? I just want to beat all these little short people this year.
Meanwhile, 4-time major semi-finalist Justin Pipe survived 2 match darts as he scraped through in a deciding set tiebreak against a plasterer from New Zealand, Bernie Smith.
I'm very glad that I stayed strong in those last 2 legs. But then, you know, Bernie was unlucky as well. He put a couple of big triples on the line. So thank you, Bernie.
At least you can go out and, you know, you can enjoy yourself in the second round.
Yeah, absolutely. Go up there, relax. You know, that's what it's all about. If you're up there relaxed, you're going to play and you'll play well. If you're up there and you're tense, that's when you don't play well. So I was very tense when Bernie went 2-1 or 2-0 up in that third set, and it showed. You know, I'm dropping short, I'm going over, I'm dropping short again. Bounce outs killed me, but I'm through and I'm over the moon with that now.
The last remaining first round ties are completed tonight, including world number 2 Peter Wright up against Diogo Portela, the first Brazilian ever to play here.
Hello and welcome to Tungsten Tales. My name is Mackenzie Cadman, and here we are previewing every first round game of the William Hill World Darts Championship with Macy Ace, Chris Mason. First game on Thursday the 21st sees the two Spaniards, Cristo Reyes, taking on Tony Alcinas. And what, for me, this is going to be a really good game.
Yeah, both know loads about each other. They're the Spanish, one's Tenerife, one's Spain, obviously. It's a toughie, this one. It's a tough one to call. Reyes looked like he was making massive strides, yet this year is he's tossed and turned with it, hasn't he? He's not really grasped it and gone on. Tony, he's one of those that I think he's reached his level.
Yeah.
And he plays at that level pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's around, for me, 93, 94, where I think Reyes can sort of flirt with the mid-80s. And I can see this going five sets. I honestly can. I think there's going to be so much respect between the two.
That's the thing. I think for them, they're very good friends. And I think they're both partners for the World Cup as well. They're going to know each other very well. They're not going to want to, as much as they want to get through to the second round, they're not going to want to beat each other up.
And, no.
You know, they both know, like you say, they both know a lot about each other. And it's all about whoever it's the doubles. And if anybody gets nervous or anybody gets too complacent upon the stage because they're playing their best friend, that's going to be the difference, I think.
Yeah. And before anybody says, I know Spain is in Tenerife's in Spain. I mean, lives in mainland Spain. Before the, you know.
All the comments.
Yeah. Before all the geography teachers start ruining me. That's exactly the nail on the head. There's going to be so much respect there. There's going to be so many little key moments of little pressure shots that one's going to take out or the other one's going to let them in, which is why I think it's got a five-setter written all over it. I think one will sort of grasp it and then get a little bit of winning line and then the other one will come back. For me, this is... this is definitely a five-setter. I can't see anything but this going five sets. Neither of them are setting the world on fire right now. I think they're pretty level. Like I said, Christo at his best is probably better than Tony. But I think Tony's just a little bit more reliable. And I think at the moment, Reyes is sort of flirting between 85 and 100, which, you know, sort of put that somewhere in the middle. They're fairly evenly matched at the moment. And if I had to go, I'll go with Tony 3-2.
Tony 3-2, heard it here first. Second game on Thursday the 21st sees Kim Huybrechts take on James Richardson. A game that's quite obscure, I think. Kim hasn't really played very well this year. James, he can play. We don't see him a lot, but he does tend to come in these big, early stages of these big tournaments.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he beat Barneveld in the first round of the Worlds a few years ago, didn't he? That he doesn't mention that often.
Yeah.
But he's a great guy and a fabulous player when he's on it. Another one, real big scorer, can finish big, but big ask. I don't think Kim's been playing that badly. I just think it's been timing, and he's had some iffy games that he's not got away with. I still think he's right up there as a well earned top 16 player. Where he is within that top 16, we don't know. Mm-hmm. But another guy that works very, very hard at his game, and will come ready. You know, he will come into this World Championship prepared. You'll know loads about James Richardson. He'd have played him countless times. You'll know it's not like he's playing a qualifier or, you know, an unknown quantity. Kim will know what level he's got to be at to beat Richardson, and I expect him to turn up in form.
Yeah, it seems to me that it's been a long time since we've seen the real Kim Huybrechts. You know, he had his Premier League stint, got knocked out, and since then we haven't really seen him.
Yeah, he had that great run in the Grand Slam where he at the nine dart beat Michael Van Gerwen. I mean, that was something that's coming up to, that's two or three years ago.
It's
2014.
Yeah.
Since then, he's had his moments, but again, a player you would have thought, even though the game's in a healthy spot, that somewhere along the line he would have picked up a major, and it's not quite happened for him, which is bizarre considering his talent. I don't know how deep he will go in this year's Worlds, but I don't think he loses to Richardson. I expect him to come through that one fairly comfortable, you know. Richardson may nick a set here or there, but I wouldn't be surprised to see a Kim Huybrechts 3-0 win.
Third game on Thursday the 21st sees Darren Webster take on Devon Peterson. Chris, what's your thoughts?
Big fan of both. I love watching Darren. He's another little terrier type character. He's tenacious. When the draw worked out the Players' Championships and he had to play Michael, he was up for it. He couldn't wait to play Murriff King. You know, yeah. They got a local rivalry there. He wanted to put one over on him. He did so. And he had his spots against Michael. He's playing at a very, very good level at the moment. He spoke often about, you know, trying to overcome his nerves. And yeah. I think that's a big thing that holds him back, is the nerves. But Devon Pearson himself is a great player. Yeah, he can play. Yeah, don't underestimate him. At your peril, fears nobody. I just don't think he's playing enough high-level competitive darts at the moment. I know he's involved massively with growing the game in South Africa, which is massive. Yeah. You know, which is massive, and the response he gets from that, he's an absolutely adorable guy and a great ambassador for the sport. You know, and I don't want this to come across to say that maybe that's his future, but maybe that is his future. Guy's a super talented player, great personality, absolutely love him to bits. But I'm not sure, unless he had the opportunity to either move to the UK and base himself here, when he has done in the past. I know him and Joe Cullen are absolutely like that. Yeah. When he has based himself here for a period of time, he's played some super darts on the Pro Tour and the Euro events and whatever else he's been playing in. But I think it's very, very hard living in South Africa where, you know, the standard of darts is nowhere near good enough.
Yeah.
And it's no good dominating, you know, it's like me being the best dart player in my block. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, it's not going to set me up enough
to play in a World Championship.
So, yeah, I think Darren Webster comes through this one. I'm fairly comfortable. I think they're both in different places career-wise right now. But, you know, you never say never. Would I like Devon to win? Absolutely. But, you know, I'm a big fan of Darren as well. So it's one of those.
3-0 to Darren?
Yeah, 3-0 Darren. Yeah.
Last but not least, on Thursday the 21st, we see Snakebite Peter Wright take on the Brazilian himself, my friend Diogo Portela. What's your thoughts on that, Chris?
Horrible draw for Diogo when you look at what he potentially could have been matched up against. It's going to be a toughie for him. But I think he's one of them kind of characters that he'll enjoy it and give it a shot. I can't see him getting a lot out of the game. Peter's just rock solid. And Peter doesn't really play in peaks and troughs. Peter's got his level and that's it. I know we have seen some big numbers over short races, but, you know, this is a five-setter, a minimum of 9 legs. So it's a long course game. But yeah, I think this has probably come a little bit too soon. This type of match, he's still a baby in terms of experience. And a real big game, and he's, you know, Peter's massively popular, so
against him.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And if he was playing, you know, a qualifier from another country, you know, we know Diego's popular, people already know him, he's been on that programme. And he's a great lad, but I can't see him getting anything out of this. And again, a possible 3-0 win for Peter.
Yeah, I mean, Diogo's been winning local tournaments.
It's like
you say, is that good enough preparation for the World Championship? It needs to be tournaments, it needs to be Pro Tours, it needs to be Players' Championship. And I think that will come for Diogo, but not currently right now. I think this kind of draw, like you say, has come too early. It'd be interesting to see how he gets on. I know he won't give up, but it'd be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, players that are coming through, they need to dominate the Challenge Tour. Although the Challenge Tour is still in its infancy in terms of how long it's been there, the ones that predominantly have done really, really well, if not dominate, but done very well, make that transition across. Rob Cross being the perfect example. He played superbly last year in the Challenge Tour. And then that sort of overlapped into this year. But that's the beauty of having it. Diego's got that opportunity next year, play the Challenge Tour and literally give that a good go and establish yourself, learn. Because, you know, although it's great winning those little local opens, it's night and day. Night and day beating someone 3-0 averaging 85 to then trying to play someone over a five-setter who's averaging 105. You need to get used to playing in that environment.
Snakebite to win 3-0?
Yeah.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.